Yoruba Richin, welcome to The Signal.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, The New Black, your film documenting the marriage equality issue, it was a great film. I really enjoyed watching it, and it took me back to... It was a very, very intense time here in Maryland when Question 6 was on the ballot. What drew you to this story?
Well, I had started filming for the documentary actually a few years before Maryland came to the forefront. I started on this journey. For me, it was the election of 2008, actually, when Barack Obama was first elected president. And also in California, Proposition 8, which outlawed marriage equality, was passed at the same time. And I happened to be in California at the time, and it was pretty amazing to me that almost immediately after the passage, the narrative became that African Americans were the reason that, you know, marriage equality was lost in the state. And part of this had to do with an erroneous poll that exit poll that was never really corrected, but this narrative really took hold. And I was, you know, shocked and confused and angered. And of course, Black LGBT voices were lost in this process, you know, in this debate. And I began to look at why these two groups were being pitted against each other, what that was about. And I also had a sense that this was a story that wasn't going to go away. I mean, we didn't know exactly what was going to happen in terms of, you know, the next elections or ballot initiatives. But I had a sense that this was going to be, you know, continue to be at the sort of top of the national political debate. So I had been following the characters and looking at some of the issues that were a part of this, like homophobia in the Black church and how sort of white LGBT mainstream organizations were not working with communities of color, and how the Christian right also had began, you know, starting in the 90s, reaching out to African Americans and powerful African American church leaders to promote this anti, you know, gay political agenda. And it all came together in Maryland. You know, after the governor signed the legislation last spring and the referendum, you know, the other side got enough bills for the referendum, the Black vote was the crucial vote in Maryland, because I think it's 30% of the electorate is African American. So, and of course, Maryland has a big church and Black church community. And so these issues that I've been looking at all came together in Maryland, and I started following the Maryland story really last spring.
You're right. You raise a lot of good points there. The Black vote itself was never more important, you know, in people's minds, and didn't loom so large as it did in 2008 with Barack Obama on the ballot. But then all of these issues that were affecting people, the question of what is the Black vote, and can you even call something the Black vote any more than you can call something the white vote or the Southern vote or, you know, what have you. But you had such extraordinary access into the Black church, Black families, and the Black LGBT community, which I think people who are outside of those communities really don't understand at all.
And that was really key, I think, for me as a filmmaker to show those communities in a way that we haven't seen, to really understand the complexity of the issue in the Black community, and also to show, I mean, as African Americans, we often don't get to see ourselves in all of our complexity, and a lot of times we're reduced, exactly like you just said, to the Black vote or the Black church. And it was crucial for me, and the, you know, my motivation for making the film, it was to reveal the complexity and, you know, to get into the stories that were the personal stories that were, you know, made up the political, you know, that were behind the political sort of fights or debates. And, you know, that's why I'm so grateful that families shared with me as they did. And even the other side, you know, the anti-marriage, gay marriage folks also, you know, allowed me to film them and tell their story. And that was very important for me to do as well. I always wanted it to, you know, to have both sides represented in the film.
Yeah, and you're very respectful in people's spaces. It seemed as though they came to really trust you, no matter what their beliefs and what they were discussing, mm-hmm. which is not an easy trick to pull off.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I come from a journalism background, and it's also my sort of personality. I'm very interested. For me as a filmmaker, I think it makes it more of an interesting story to have, you know, more than one point of view represented. And I'm also, you know, very curious on both sides about why people believe and do what they do. So I really try to have that in my films.
Well, and people are so passionate about church and about civil rights. And when you get people together in a place like a church where you're really not being asked to think for yourself as much. I mean, in all churches, that's really not the point, is thinking for yourself. It's really about following what the leader of the church is saying. Mm-hmm. So when the leader of the church is sending this very strong and powerful and political message, it gets very complicated for people, I think.
Definitely. And I think it's not, that's obviously not just the Black church. That's all, you know, that's a sort of critique you can have of all religions. However, there is, you know, and we tried to show, I tried to show in the film, there also is, of course, there has been a sort of shift in the Black church and in other churches as well around the issue. And I tried to show that, you know, there's an opening now, at least to talking about this issue. And of course, in Maryland, you had a lot of Black churches come out and support, which was pretty unprecedented.
And I think that was nice to see the evolution of people's thoughts. I mean, Barack Obama famously said his feelings on gay marriage had evolved. And
right, exactly.
To actually witness that happening within a church, within families, and the very personal reasons why people came to feel they did. Maybe they had a favorite niece or someone who was gay, or maybe they work with somebody. You know, it was very interesting to see how multifaceted this can be.
Exactly. And again, I think it's something that is not just in the Black community, but, you know, if you look at the polls, for example, that have been done on this issue in the last 10 years, there's also there's an evolution in general around the issue. And of course, President Obama's coming out for marriage equality, the NAACP, you know, that had impact. And the folks who are on the ground in Maryland said, you know, say that it had real impact.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, too, how this was framed as not just a civil rights issue, but people wanted to look at it like the churches were this grassroots organizing ground, which they have been in the past. For civil rights, certainly, it was a great place to organize people. But really, there were some big, strong hands behind this anti-gay marriage movement. The National Organization for Marriage pumping
right.
money into the Black church. That was an interesting part of the story to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think even more so than the money part of it, because there were sort of larger forces on both sides, too. You know, this anytime these ballot initiatives come to the state, it's bigger than just what happens in the state. But I think what was even more shocking to me was the strategy that was revealed during my filming, that there, you know, it said it in black and white, and these were documents that the Human Rights Campaign found and released, that the strategy was to divide Blacks and gays and to, you know, to drive a wedge. I mean, that was their, you know, stated strategy. And of course, we've seen that. That's what we had seen happen historically. And the question was this going to happen again in Maryland?
But that leaves out a huge group of the population being gay Black people.
Of course.
And,
of course.
You know, getting to know some of the young, I thought the young people in the film are just extraordinary. The
yeah.
one organizer is just captured
Correct.
My heart.
Yeah, totally. She's amazing.
There's one scene where she's talking to a group of, I guess best described it around here as corner boys, you know,
mm-hmm.
young kids
yeah.
sitting out on the street and
yeah.
just having this very honest conversation and a political conversation with
yep.
these kids between these young people was just fascinating.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite scenes. And I have to say, the corner boys, as the name and that you guys say in Baltimore, these guys were actually, especially the one guy who sort of ends the scene, his knowledge of politics, not just on this issue, because you see it in this issue, but about all of these other issues that were being, you know, that were on the ballot, that year was amazing, and he was schooling us about things. And the thing that I love about it is because, again, we often don't get to see these kinds of, you know, young men. If they're, you know, we have very stereotypical versions of who these young men are, and that's not the reality. And so to me, that scene is so special because, you know, we get to see another side of people that we usually don't see on screen, or if we do see on screen, they're portrayed in a very specific way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And it is easy if you're someone who is for equality, equal mm-hmm. rights, to dismiss the ideas of some of these church organizers. But you took the time to really listen to them and let them mm-hmm. make their point. And, you know, they feel as passionately on their side. You know, they're like, it's in the Bible. It's a man and a woman, period.
Right.
And they feel very passionately about that. Whether you agree or not, just giving them the space to sort of make their point, I thought was very interesting. And this, in such a polarizing topic, we rarely see both sides.
Exactly.
But I think that opening up this way and seeing, you know, what it's like to be a young gay person, I don't think people think so much about that, you know, but to have all these forces, people who the church is still very important to them. I mean, that's a really
totally.
Complicated territory to navigate. I thought that you found such brave young people.
And they were the ones who are, you know, as we see in the film, who are out there pounding the pavement, who were, you know, talking in their communities, talking in their churches, talking in their families. And I think that's really what made the difference in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't easy. They were, you know, doors slamming in their faces and people brushing them off. That it was a very intense time. I mean, I felt emotionally, you took me back to this because it was such a question. Nobody knew whether question six was going to pass.
Yeah,
nobody
exactly.
knew. It was impossible. The numbers were so close. That election
yep.
was one of the most intense times I've ever experienced in politics. And it was
mm-hmm.
just, it was so important to see
right.
what would happen.
Yeah. You know, we heard from a few people that you know, that voted in Maryland that said, you know, ultimately, even if they were like unsure or they still had these religious beliefs around, you know, marriage being between a man and a woman, that they didn't want to vote against somebody else's rights. And that to me, you know, I think that was a really powerful message that people, you know, that people took with them into the voting booth. You know, when it came down to flicking that lever for or against, it was, you know, an understanding that these are somebody's rights, and you know, and that especially as African Americans makes it very hard for us to you know, to vote against.
Well, Yoruba Richen, the film is extraordinary. I really thank you for your work, and thank you for joining
thank
us
you.
To talk about it today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, and I look forward to our screening in Baltimore.
Thanks very much. The New Black airs on Independent Lens on Sunday, June 15th at 6:30 p.m. on MPT2. Filmmaker Yoruba Richen will be hosting a free screening and panel discussion about The New Black on Wednesday, June 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Wheeler Auditorium at the Central Branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan.